I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, if you've been listening carefully in the mornings, you've likely noticed that the chorus in West Virginia's woodlands is growing. We'll talk about the return of those spring migrant birds in just a moment. One of the joys of the early morning in West Virginia is hearing the whistle of songbirds, and their notes are a sure sign it's spring. Rich Bailey's ornithologist with the DNR and tells us the spring migrants have actually been returning since March, and the arrival of the phoebes and the tree swallows was the first, but they are really starting to pick up now.
Right now, the big one is a lot of warbler species are coming through, a lot of names that folks might not recognize, but some of our favorites in the state is a really colorful little songbird called the American Redstart. They've just arrived. Just in the last week or two, our beloved ruby-throated hummingbirds have gotten back in. Yard birds like gray catbirds, they're starting to show up. And from here, it's only going to get better, particularly in the first 2 weeks of May. Pretty soon here, everyone's yards and woods across the state are going to be ringing with many dozens of different species of birds singing their songs.
Those birds have made an incredible journey from South America back to West Virginia to mate, and most have been here before.
Very rarely it's the same nest, but usually they do arrive back at the same location. They'll generally build a nest, particularly up here in the mountains. Winters are pretty hard, and so the old nests sometimes don't make it, but many songbirds do arrive very close to where they bred the year before, and they begin constructing their nest.
It's instinct, but there are theories that the chicks are born here and they are imprinted with the West Virginia hills on their mind.
There's a number of guesses as to what it is, but in general, what happens is youngsters hatch out of the nest, and they have this migration instinct. They have this direction that they're kind of pre-programmed to go. If four chicks hatch out of a nest and they head south, believe it or not, the odds are, if it's a songbird, the odds are stacked against them. Only one of those birds is probably going to arrive back on the breeding grounds the next year. But the one that does, it kind of commits to memory. It follows its route south. It comes back, and if it survives that first trip, which again is not the odds, and it breeds successfully and then heads back down. After that, it kind of knows exactly where to go. And there are all kinds of theories as to what kind of navigational cues they use. Some songbirds even use the stars, believe it or not.
A lot of factors determine the length of the trip, some up to nearly 80 hours nonstop. Occasionally, a storm will hold up the migration, and the birds will just lay over for a few days waiting out the weather. But they always seem to find their way back every spring. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.